Paul Bongiorno joins us in our Parliament House studios.
Hi there, Frank.
Paul, you've written the PM's got his mojo back. Does the government feel that it's got this election won, especially with the way Labor's costings have become a bit of an issue and a little bit messy, perhaps?
I think it would be a stretch to say they feel they've got it won, but they're confident, or more confident, that they can win on Saturday, and they believe, and I'm told that they believe their nose is in front, and they'll get across the line. So that's their feeling. But in terms of Malcolm Turnbull getting his mojo back, I think that's motivated every bit as much by fear that he could lose as anything else. People have thought that he'd seemed a bit detached from the job of winning over votes, but certainly on Sunday, and since then, the Prime Minister's got his whole heart and soul in it, especially as he fears that a protest vote or too many people voting for the independents and minor parties could put Bill Shorten over the line. And even today, that analysis in the Fairfax papers by John Sturton, if the nose is 50.5 to 49.5, anything could happen on Saturday.
Yes, I agree with you. Certainly looks like he's a bit more engaged at the moment. He's got looking a little bit more vigorous. I wonder what role Brexit has played in that, because he is, I suppose, comfortable with the issues that it throws up, and also very aware that this notion of any instability is likely to benefit the incumbent. How worried is Labor, do you think, about the timing of all this and the focus it brought to the economy?
Well, in general terms, Brexit is sucking a lot of oxygen out of out of the election debate. It's certainly moved everybody's minds and focus onto matters economic. But we seem to be getting conflicting stories from all sorts of people. I'm told by senior Labour people that most Australians realise that the UK and Europe is a long way away, and the disengagement, at least this is the perception, with Britain happened 40 years ago when they joined the common market. However, we just heard from the Treasurer that that whatever's happening with Brexit is nowhere near as bad as the GFC, because there'd be no need for any sort of extra stimulus to save Australia from recession.
Yeah, it's hard to see how they know that. Just before we wrap this bit up, do you think Labor has a problem with its costings?
Well, the fact of the matter is that Labor was struggling to, as indeed I suppose the government was struggling to contain its costs, while at the same time to deliver what it believes and what it's put out there, it believes the electorate wants.
Yeah.
So, that's always the way. I think that, for example, explains why Labor's grabbed onto the extra money that the government says it's getting from superannuation, because it believes, well, if that's out there, let's have a look at it, because, we need it. The other point to be made, of course, is that Labor has been quite upfront saying it does have to cut back on generous tax concessions to fund the sort of things people want in health and education.
Okay. And Paul, the Australian newspaper today has published front page an account of a very unflattering account of Tony Windsor's school days at Farrer College, I think it was. The young Tony Windsor portrayed as a vicious bully. He's called it gutter journalism. He said it should be seen in the context of very close election campaign for the seat of New England. That's a statement he put out, and he says he's referred the article to his lawyers. How will this play into what looks to be a tight contest?
Well, I'm just hoping people will be utterly disgusted, really. This is gutter politics, and it's the Australian newspaper campaigning to try and save Barnaby Joyce, who's clearly in trouble.
And do you think it will save Barnaby Joyce?
I don't know. It's pretty tight up there, that's clear.
All right. Paul, thank you very much.
Thank you, Fran. Goodbye.
Paul Bongiorno is contributing editor with the 10 Network.